you've reached the right place, a place where you can enjoy soul music. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul.
You are listening to a bowl of soul.
Dread not, be dread now. Dreadlock, conga, bongo, I. Not this dreadlock in a Babylon. A dreadlock, conga, bongo, I. Children, get your culture. And don't stay there and just or the battle will be hotter. And you won't get no supper. Naughty dread, naughty dread now. A dreadlock conga bongo I. Naughty dreadlock in a Babylon. Roots, naughty roots, naughty. Then I walk up the first street. And then I walk up the second street to see. Then I tread on through third street. And then I drop some dread on fourth street. Naughty dreadlock in a fifth street. And then I skip one face to sixth street. I've got to reach seventh street. Naughty dreadlock, dingy bongo high. Naughty dread now.
This is a bowl of soul, and this is Professor T Love, and I had to start you off with "Come on and get your culture." That's Mr. Bob Marley and the Wailers, "Naughty Dread" from 1974, baby, off of the "Naughty Dread" LP. And as you know, Robert Nesta Bob Marley was born February 6, 1945, and he died May 11, 1981. And he was a Jamaican singer, songwriter, and musician. He was the rhythm guitarist and lead singer for the ska, rock steady, and reggae band Bob Marley and the Wailers. And before they were Bob Marley and the Wailers, they were the Wailing Wailers. And they were together from 1963 to 1981. Bob Marley remains the most widely known and revered performer of reggae music and is credited with helping spread both Jamaican music and the Rastafari movement to a worldwide audience. And as you know, Bob Marley had the following hits: "I Shot the Sheriff," which was done by Eric Clapton; "No Woman, No Cry," "Could You Be Loved," "Stir It Up," Get Up, Stand Up, Jammin', Redemption Song, One Love, Three Little Birds, and then he also had the posthumous release of Buffalo Soldier and Iron Lion Zion. The compilation album, the Legend Album, 1984, which was released 3 years after his death, is considered reggae's best-selling album, going 10 times platinum, which is also known as One Diamond in the United States, and selling 25 million copies worldwide, baby. And like I said, the genres of music that Bob Marley covered was reggae, ska, and rock steady. But before he started getting into ska, he was into doo-wop. And you can hear the doo-wop influences when you hear him sing with the Wailers as well. And they were heavily influenced by Motown and heavily influenced by the Chicago soul sound as well. And this is Professor T-Love, and this is A Bowl of Soul. I want to say happy Friday to you. I'm coming to you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby, at 6 p.m. You can catch me on Live 365, 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, giving you nonstop soul music, baby. And you can also catch me on the Rhythmic Lounge, therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, on Sunday at 7 p.m., baby, just playing you some great, great soul music. Coming up next, we're going to Shack Up, baby. Shack Up by Bambara, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And we playing some classic soul. That's actually a song that was used, that break beat, that drum beat was used on many hip-hop records, baby. And Bambara was a Washington, D.C. based disco funk group. Had a record called Shack Up, which was recorded at Track Recorders and released on the United Artists label in the mid-1970s. And while obscure, this group or this song has had a lasting dance floor impact by turning up on numerous compilations, reissues, and in hip-hop and drum and bass samples. The group apparently was a one-hit wonder, featuring songwriters Mo Daniels and Joseph Anthony Carter. Billboard denotes that the interesting fact is that in 1976, Shack Up hit as high as number 4 on the Club Play Singles chart and spent more than 8 weeks on the disco track marks, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. We got to play you some classic rock and roll. Coming from yours truly, Mr. Chuck Berry, talking about Go Johnny Go. And as you know, this song was not only a hit on the rock and roll charts, this song was a hit also on the R&B charts. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Was from 1958. That song peaked at number 2 on the Billboard magazine's Hot R&B Sides and number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was written by Chuck Berry in 1955, and the song is about a poor country boy who plays a guitar just like ringing a bell and who might one day have his name in lights. Chuck Berry was acknowledging that the song is partly autobiographical, and originally in the lyrics it had colored boy in the lyrics, but he changed it to country boy to ensure radio play, baby. The song was initially inspired by Chuck Berry's piano player Johnny Johnson, though it developed into a song mainly about Berry himself. Chuck Berry was born when I go back and I look, and I said Chuck Berry was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and he is still alive. He is 85 years old. He was born October 18th, 1926, and presently he's been performing from 1955 to the present. If you want to know more about Mr. Chuck Berry, you go to www.chuckberry.com. The guitar he plays is a Gibson ES355. 5, and the genres of music that he has done is rock and roll, blues, and rhythm and blues, baby. And that song definitely was one of the hallmarks of rock and roll. That song, Johnny B. Goode, was done by many people. There's even a reggae version of Johnny B. Goode that was done by Peter Tosh. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. This is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network. I just want to give you all a shout out and thank you so much for tuning in to A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you go to the archives. You are going to hear some great soul sides that you never heard before and probably you haven't heard in a long time. Coming up next, my funk band called Samande, the one that did that song called Bra that was used also as a hip-hop sample. But coming at you from Samande is The Message, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul. For the 1972 LP, Samande. That is The Message, baby. And, you know, this group really was underrated when they first came out in the early 70s. But by far, they are one of the finest early funk groups to come out in the early 70s. They merged African rhythms with rock, funk, reggae, and soul. They're comprised of, Somande's comprised of members who hail from such places such as Guyana, Jamaica, and St. Vincent. The nine-man lineup, who were all entirely self-taught, contains Steve Scipio, bass, Ray King, vocals and percussion, Derek Gibbs, alto soprano. They also had Ray King, also Ray King was vocals, percussion, Derek Gibbs, alto soprano, Pablo Gonzalez, congas, Joey D, vocals and percussion, Peter Sorreo, tenor, Sam Kelly, drums, Mike Rose, alto, flute, bongos, and Patrick Patterson, guitar. And as you know, this group had issued a total of three releases. The 1972 self-entitled Somande, which spawned one of their best-known songs, The Message, and Bra. The Message peaked at number 22 on the domestic R&B charts in 1974. They had an album, 1973, Second Time Around, and then 1974's Promised Heights before splitting up. And as I said, a lot of Somande's music was used by a lot of rappers, was sampled by a lot of rappers like Ray's, Master Ace, MC Solar, De La Soul, DJ Kool, and the Fugees, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, baby. I'm hoping you're enjoying the soul tunes. Make sure that if you want to check out some of the music that I am playing for you, or you want to purchase those songs, you can definitely go to soultracks.com, where you can not only purchase classic soul, you can purchase new soul music, as well as look at some of the biographies of some of the greatest soul music artists ever, old and new, baby. You can also go to Bob Davis, soulpatrol.net. Check out his website. He has a lot of music and bios. He's interviewed many of the soul artists that I have played on A Bowl of Soul. You can also purchase independent soul music. Also, there's some samples on there. Soul Tracks has samples of some new soul music for you. There is also another website called soulmusic.com, where you can get, if the music is out of print here in the United States, it may be in print in Japan or England or wherever. You can go to that website, subscribe to them, and become a member and purchase some of the music that is on that site. I bought some great reissues of albums that I've had from them on CD, baby. And this is Professor T Love. And coming at you next, we're going to play a song that's a classic from the early 1970s, around the time that they were, United States government was getting ready to impeach President Nixon, baby. The name of the song is Impeach the President by the Honey Drippers, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
They just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
But he said, impeach the president. Yeah, y'all, this is a bowl of soul, baby. That's a classic, because, you know, at that time, you know, President Nixon was about to be impeached by the United States government for basically committing an act of tyranny against the people of the United States, baby. And that was the Honey Drippers. You know, the Honey Drippers were a 1960s and 1970s soul band that had this hit, Impeach the President, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Had to bring you that. That's classic, because that song in the beginning was the breakbeat that was used in a lot of hip-hop songs, baby. And this is Professor T-Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you can catch me on Live 365. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can catch me on the Rhythmic Lounge, therhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, baby. And we're going to take a pause for the cause. Yes, and this is Professor T Love, and this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. Just bringing you some of the classic soul music, some of the new soul music, and just some songs that you probably haven't heard or you never heard before, baby. But I'm going to play you something, baby, just to get you started for the second half of this show, baby. Coming at you on A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Junkie walking through the twilight, I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it may not such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary beads, close your eyes, watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world can watch you die? Home is where I live inside, white powder dreams. Home was once an empty vacuum that's filled now with my silent screams. Home is where the needle marks try heal my broken heart. It might not be such a bad idea if I never, never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Repeat, close your eyes, watching me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, Lord, but did you ever try to turn your sick soul inside out so that the world, but the world can watch you die, can watch you die. Watch you die, watch you die. You say kick it, you keep saying quit it. Did you ever try?
Yeah, you all, and that is the late, great Miss Esther Phillips talking about home is where the hatred is. That song was first done and was basically done by Gil Scott Heron, and really what it discussed was, you know, the effects of using drugs, because Esther Phillips was a heavy drug user in her day, and so was and so was Gil Scott Heron. You know, Esther Phillips was born Esther Mae Jones in Galveston, Texas. You know, she was known for her R&B vocals, but she was also very versatile, that she performed pop, country, jazz, blues, and soul music. She was discovered in 1949 by Mr. Johnny Otis, who is also known for discovering Miss Etta James. You know, Johnny Otis, he died earlier this year. And in fact, I think Johnny Otis was 92 years old. But he discovered Esther Phillips in this club he owned called the Barrel House Club, and he was very impressed with her, and he recorded her for Modern Records, which was a record label out in Los Angeles, California, and he added her to his traveling review, the California Rhythm and Blues Caravan, and she was billed as Little Esther Phillips. She basically was singing at the age of 14. Her first hit record was Double Crossing Blues, recorded in 1950 for Savoy Records. After having several hits with Savoy, including her duet with Mel Walker on Mistrusting Blues, which went to number one that year, as did Cupid Boogie, Esther Phillips records made it onto the U.S. R&B Billboard chart in 1950, which included Misery, number 9, Deceiving Blues, number 4, Wedding Boogie, number 6, and Faraway Blues, number 6. She did well as a youngster working the blues circuit, singing blues records out there in California. But in 1962, she changed the name from Little Esther Phillips to Esther Phillips, and she recorded a country tune called Release Me, with producer Bob Gans. That song went to number one R&B and number 8 on the pop charts. And then she had some other R&B hits, and then she was signed to Atlantic Records, and she did a cover of the Beatles song And I Love Him, which nearly made the R&B top 10 in 1965, and the Beatles flew Esther Phillips to United Kingdom for her first overseas performance. In the 1970s, she triumphed. She again had another comeback, and the song that I played for you, Home Is Where the Hatred Is, which was produced, its song was written by Gil Scott Heron, basically talks about, like I said, the account of drug use, and it was a lead track from her album called From a Whisper to a Scream. In that year, 1972, when this came out, she was nominated for a Grammy Award for this album, but she lost to Aretha Franklin. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, just giving you some classic soul there. Home Is Where the Hatred Is, baby. And coming up next, I'm going to play What's Wrong with Groovin'. What's Wrong with Groovin'? And this is A Bowl of Soul. Thank you. From Soweto, South Africa, and she was born August 23rd, 1942. She is a South African jazz singer born and raised in Soweto. She has been active since the 1960s but left for the United States in 1965 due to apartheid. In the United States, she worked with jazz greats such as Cannonball Adderley, David Axelrod, and Harry Belafonte. Her singing can also be heard in Roots, The Color Purple, and A Warm December. And she was a guest on season 6 episode of Soul Train as well. Miss Mabulu also provided the Swahili chant in Michael Jackson's single Liberian Girl Baby. And the genres of music is jazz and world music. And this is Ebola Solar coming at you. We're going to hit you up with a joint from Mr. Fat Larry's band talking about you better act like you know. You better act like you know because it's a bowl of soul.
Yeah. You wanna know? Act just like you know. Whoa, you just ought to know. Yeah. When you're feeling down and low and you need a place to go, oh, just pick up your shoes and go to the hottest place you know. Where you can free your mind and have a good time.
know you in the show. Act like you don't and you won't.
So we set the stage for you to see that dancing makes you really wanna be. Yeah, the latest hit, you can count on it. You'll be the star, always by four. Just remember this, to feel so fine.
Yeah, y'all, that's the Fat Larry's Band talking about Act Like You Know, baby. That's a classic. That song came out in 1982, and actually, that song was a copy of the Whatnots, Help Is On The Way, Baby. And you know, Fat Larry's Band was an American R&B funk band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They enjoyed some commercial success in the early 1980s. The group was formed by drummer and vocalist Fat Larry James, who was born August 2nd, 1949, and he passed away on December 5th, 1987. He died at the age of 37. In 1977, the band members included trumpeter, flutist Art Capehart, saxophonist Doug Jones, trombonist, alto saxophonist Jimmy Lee, guitarist Ted Cohen and Tony Middleton, percussionist and lead singer Darryl Grant, bassist Larry Labesse, and keyboardist Erskine Williams. And like I said, the band's biggest hits were in 1982, Act Like You Know, which in fact this song appeared, according to what I've been seeing, is it appeared on the soundtrack for Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, and Zoom, which reached number 2 in the UK singles chart in October 1982. They also had 3 other hits that seems like they were very popular in the United Kingdom: Center City, Boogie Town, and Looking for Love Tonight. Fat Larry James also played with the Delphonics, Blue Magic, and he also managed the group Slick. Okay, so this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. We're talking about Fat Larry's Band, baby. And they were active from 1977 to 1987. And we're going to keep it up. We're going to raise the funk another notch. Coming to you on A Bowl of Soul, Sky talking about High. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
you keep on making me high. Yeah, that's a classic. You know, that's from 1980 by Sky, called High. We used to mix that record, you know what I'm saying? Because you can hear, like, the beginning, the intro to that song. That's what you mix. You know, and that's a classic. They were on the South Soul record label here that was based in New York City. And, you know, Sky was composed of sisters Denise, Dolores, and Bon Dunning. And they were also produced by Randy Muller, who was a member of Brass Construction, and he was also an arranger for BT Express. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're gonna come back at you, baby, with some new soul music from Mr. Anthony David, baby, talking about Sweet Pain. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Well, I'd like to get you to my place and take things just as far as you let them. Much tension, can we just let it out? Oh, just a little time, a taste of wine, just a few things on my mind. Let me know, are you open? Just let it out. Oh, it's a simple equation. I've been waiting, patient. I'm saying we both know you are open.
David, baby. Sweet Pain, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to wrap up. We're going to wrap up with a new song by Waterseed called Feel Like I Do, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Say you feel.
Two new soul records played here on A Bowl of Soul. The first song was Anthony David's Sweet Pain Baby. That's coming off of his forthcoming LP, Love Out Loud, which will be on iTunes.com, Amazon.com, and in stores on October 30th, 2012. And the other song that you heard was Feel Like I Do, Introductions. It's been played by Waterseed, and you can check out more info on Waterseed by going to www.waterseedmusic.com, baby. Just new music for you, baby. Feel Like I Do, featuring DJ Roberto and John Bibbs, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I'm so glad that I had this time together with you, as Carol Burnett would say. And I hope that you enjoyed listening to A Bowl of Soul. Check out A Bowl of Soul in the archives, baby. There's plenty of soul music there. Thank you for blowing up the archives. It's showing me that you really appreciate hearing good soul music, baby. You can reach me on Twitter at A-B-O-W-L-S-O-U-L at A Bowl of Soul. If you wish to reach me via email, you can reach me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com as well. And make sure you check me out on the Rhythmic Lounge at 7 p.m. on Sunday, www.rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm. And you can always listen to nonstop, continuous soul music on Live 365, 365 days of the year, baby, 7 days of the week, 24 hours of the day. And I want you to enjoy your weekend. We've been having a seriously hot, hot, hot summer. I want y'all to stay cool, still have good, peaceful thoughts, y'all. Go to the beach, have a good time, spend time with your loved ones and your friends. You know, just enjoy the summer, baby. Wear those nice cool clothing, stay cool, but most of all, tune in to A Bowl of Soul, baby, so that you can get your weekend popping and rocking. This is Professor T Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby, and I hope that you enjoyed listening to A Bowl of Soul. I want you to have a great, 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 great weekend, baby. And remember to stay cool. Don't be no fool, baby, because you know it is A Bowl of Soul. And make sure that you catch me in the archives as well when you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Have a great weekend and take great care of yourself.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.